This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Rangers are in Colorado tonight. Pregame coming up in just over 2.5 hours. It's time for the Chris Young Show here on your home of the Rangers. It's brought to you by Medical City Healthcare and Lexus. Visit your local Dallas-Fort Worth Lexus dealership today. And here he is, the president of baseball operations of your Rangers, Chris Young, on the Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys, I'm well. How are you all?
We're doing pretty good, thank you. That was a nice dub yesterday now. But I think everybody's thinking, what's going on with Corey Seager's back? Do you have any updates for us?
Yeah, Corey saw our back specialist this morning and confirmed that he's dealing with a little bit of inflammation in his lower back. He's missed the last 4 days with this, and we decided that we're going to put him on the IL. We feel like he's so important to our season. We need to get him right. We need to get him feeling better, and we are going to IL him with the idea that he'll be back the first game at home against Houston, the first day he's eligible to return. It's nothing that's overly concerning in terms of the diagnosis or the prognosis, but prudent that we put him on the IL to make sure we get this right. We don't want to rush it. We want to make sure that he's 100%, and he's just too valuable and important to the rest of our season. So not great news, but nonetheless, I think the right course of action. And, our anticipation is this will give him a chance to reset mentally. He's certainly pressing in terms of the offensive performance. And, if we just get the good version of Corey Seager coming out of this, we'll be in a good spot.
Do you know when it started and what caused it?
No, I'm not 100% certain. He came out of the game the last game at home against Arizona with back tightness. Thursday, it didn't feel good. And then Friday in Houston felt significantly worse. So it got worse with the off day, which is never a great sign. Wanted to try to give it a day or two in Houston, was hopeful he could play by Sunday. And when Sunday rolled around and he wasn't ready to go, we decided to send him back to Dallas, get tests and see our back specialist and then sort of confirmed what we thought in terms of the inflammation and the need for rest. And, but what actually agitated it, we don't know. Specifically, he had a play where he went to the ground last week. That may have contributed to it. Corey, he's a tough player. I mean, he doesn't show much emotion. He's very tough and he wants to be out there, and he was pushing hard to try to get back, but his back just wouldn't cooperate.
Any update on Wyatt?
Yeah, Wyatt's making progress. We had a good week with him, regaining some strength in his forearm. We're hopeful to start baseball activity here soon, and the hope is that it'll be a quick progression once we can kind of get cleared to start baseball activity. But he's turned the corner, and our hope is that this is going to go pretty quickly here, and we'll get him back sooner than later. But it's a tough thing when any team loses their two best hitters in their lineup. And certainly we're going through that right now. And I think we felt that this weekend in Houston. And so Sunday, it was really good to see the guys step up. I felt like Saturday we had chances to break through and we couldn't get the big hit. I think we had 13 runners left on base. And so while we were creating traffic, we weren't coming up with a big hit. So, one, we've got to get Corey and Wyatt right. Our offense needs those guys. We depend on those guys to be successful, but these other guys are going to have to find ways to step up as well, and it was great to see on Sunday when they did that.
Chris Young here with you on the Fan. So roster wise what are you guys going to do here over the next week to help out?
Yeah, we're going to activate Michael Hellman. We're going to recall him from AAA. Evan Carter should get the day off today with the left-handed pitcher. Evan's been out there almost every day of the season, and it'll be good to give him a blow against a left-hander. Certainly try to ease the pressure of him facing left-handed pitching. So Hellman will play center field tonight, and we'll run out a predominantly right-handed lineup and hopefully get these bats going in Colorado.
Was that the Justin Foskey play where Seager went to the ground?
No, it was not the Foskey play. There was another play in that series that he made to his left, and I think he kind of grimaced on it. I can't remember the exact play. I didn't think much of it at the time, but after the fact, you saw Corey grimace and you knew, okay, that may have been a little painful. But I can't say for certain whether or not that was the specific play that hurt him. It was not the Foskey play.
Okay, thank goodness, because we had Justin on last week, and he was like beside himself, like, oh my gosh, if I was the person that hurt Corey Seager, I probably wouldn't even be up right now. So that is good news.
It definitely was not that play. So Justin can have a clear conscience.
How is Smitty doing? That must have been quite some interesting news to get regarding the meningitis.
Yeah, that was, there's just certain things that you're not accustomed to dealing with. You're used to on-field injuries. And when we got that news, first of all, it was extremely scary. A very serious situation in terms of, life and death injuries and illnesses. And when we got that diagnosis, our medical team did a tremendous job of recognizing the signs and the symptoms, immediately sent him to the emergency room to get further testing where they confirmed it was viral meningitis. And he's been in great care with our doctors here in Dallas, but great thing. And sometimes you think of these players, they play through a lot of pain, a lot of injuries. They put their bodies through a lot, but when they go through something like this, it gives you some perspective about what this game is. And certainly Smitty, he's hopefully getting discharged from the hospital soon. And our hope is that he'll be back quickly, but he's got a little ways to go here.
Pretty clutch training staff to be able to spot viral meningitis, CY.
I'll tell you what, I really tip my cap to those guys. And when they first said it to me, I was thinking, are we being a little conservative here? Or do we think this is a little overreaction? And sure enough, they were spot on. They knew the symptoms. They recognized the pain he was having and the description that he provided to them. And they said, this does not sound like a normal illness or headache. This is something more serious and we need to get him checked out right now. So it really was a very good job by our medical team.
The pitching staff was really strong this weekend. What'd you think about Leiter's start on Friday night?
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
Yeah, Jack was so good. It just was unfortunate that we couldn't get him a win. He pitched so well. It was really fun to see. And he just keeps getting better and better. I mean, he was dealing with a little ankle heel issue that I think was impacting his mechanics. We kind of got that knocked out. And since then, he's been very, very good. It's fun to watch Jack. He keeps getting better and better. I really believe he's going to be a frontline starting pitcher. The way he pitched the first game of the series was phenomenal. It was really fun to watch. And so, with our starting pitching, they've been really good. I know Jacob gave up the four home runs, but oftentimes those things don't beat you. And so it's been fun to watch our pitching. We have to find a way to start supporting them offensively. I mean, I do believe even with Corey and Wyatt out that we're better than what we showed this weekend, the first two games in terms of our run production. And if these guys get hot together like they did on Sunday, with our pitching, we should be able to run off, a stretch where we win 8 out of 10, 10 out of 12, something like that. And then all of a sudden you look up and with where the American League is right now, a run like that would put us in a really good spot.
Yeah, where do you see right now the biggest potential is for the offense to make those gains? I mean, you mentioned earlier the traffic's been there, just maybe not the timely hitting.
Yeah, it's you know, we've got to continue to create the traffic, but at some point we've got to break through with a big hit. And we did that yesterday with Jake Berger's home run. It was really great to see. And then Jake came up again later in the game. And it's such a good group of guys, and I can see it. They really press. They know that they've got to step up, and they're putting a lot of pressure on themselves to come through in those moments. And sometimes in this game, the harder you try, the worse you get. And so, you know, I really believe we have quality major league hitters, and it's just a matter of time before they break out together. But, you know, the last two games, or the first two games in Houston, were tough to watch when we couldn't push a run across. And, you know, we were all frustrated. We know that we're better than that, and that these guys are capable of more than that. And my expectation is, with or without Corey and Wyatt, that, you know, guys play up to their potential. And I do believe we're going to start seeing that here soon.
Well, I guess everything turned out okay with Evaldi's aside, his oblique or whatever.
Yeah, that was another scare. You can see the week we've had, obviously, medically, that we've had a lot of different conversations, from, you know, backs to obliques to meningitis. And nonetheless, you know, Evo turned out was, you know, he was able to get through it, and missed a couple days there, kind of pushed back a start, but was the right decision to make, and he picked up where he left off. I mean, he was so good and really set the tone. You just kind of felt like Evo said, we're not losing today because they're not scoring today. And that was kind of the impression I had watching him. And he went out and just kept us in the game until our offense finally broke through. And it was really just a great job by him. And it speaks to who he is, and, you know, the frontline starting pitcher. That's what aces do. And Evo did exactly that.
How much of your time in your day and your week are you looking at minor league stuff? I saw Malcolm Moore was Sally League Player of the Week, crushed it, hit like 520.
Yeah, it's great to see Malcolm. You know, last year was a rough year. He got off to a decent start, then got hit by a pitch and fractured his hand or wrist, and missed a significant portion of time. When he came back, he just never got going. And so it was not a lost year for Malcolm, but it was a tough year. And to see him come into camp this year, he was in great shape. You could tell how hard he worked this offseason. You felt like he was due for a big year. And really, I was talking to somebody internally today about Malcolm, and, you know, we picked him 30th. It was the year that we picked at the end of the first round after winning the World Series. And it's just a great example that we had a very good process, and Malcolm was somebody who fit a lot of the process metrics that we felt like good hitters have. And while it didn't show last year, sure enough, he's having a great year to start this season, and a great bounce back for him, and he deserves all the credit for it. But yeah, it's really fun to see. I mean, he is just having one heck of a season. I was watching part of his game yesterday, and he homered and doubled in the two at-bats I got to see. So I do pay close attention to the minor leagues. I always want to keep my eye on what's going on the farm, and, you know, which guys are performing. And actually, there's a lot of good hitters in the system performing right now, especially at the lower levels. We're a little thin in AAA, but you get down to AA and IA, we've got a lot of guys having good years, and it's pretty exciting to see.
When it comes to pitching in Colorado with that altitude, Mackenzie Gore gets the ball tonight, but what are you hoping to see from your arms? Maybe it's good for the offense, but as a pitcher, I imagine that's a challenge.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I pitched there a lot in my career, and I always enjoyed pitching there. I felt like it was a place that if you made good pitches, you could get a lot of quick contact early outs. And so I enjoyed pitching there, and I think it's really a mentality. For me, I embraced it. When I knew I was going to have a start at Coors Field, instead of dreading it, I did the opposite. I went into it with a positive mindset and said, okay, this is going to be fun. It's going to be a great challenge. Let's go attack it. And I expect that from McKenzie. If he does that and execute pitches, his stuff is really, really good. And my hope is that you know, he'll go out and pick up where he left off last outing and give us a really, really good start. Do what Evo did yesterday. These guys keep feeding off each other. Like I said, our starting pitching is really solid. And if these guys continue to pitch the way they have, we are going to hit a stretch where the bats get hot and we win a lot of games in a row.
Appreciate you as always. CY, have a great week, and give them hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Guys, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
There he goes, the Chris Young Show, every Monday at 4:20 here in the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. And, man, CY has been so great to us over the years. Love talking baseball with him and getting an update on those stories. Corey Seager, though, if you missed it, about 14 minutes ago, CY told us he is going to go on the 10-day injured list, and they plan on having him back next week. So it was kind of a good news, bad news situation. At least it's not worse. When you start talking about the back, things can get away from you
absolutely.
A little bit. So it sounds like it's very manageable type of deal there. We'll give you more reactions to what CY told us and look forward to tonight's Rangers game in Colorado against the Rockies. Pregame's coming up at 7 o'clock. Sands at 5:20, and we're back with sports here on The Fan.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.